This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Get up, get up, get up. It's a get up show.
Well, it looks like we're here for the podcast. Welcome to the podcast, everybody.
Hey, is this the podcast?
I think it's the podcast.
Wow. What a podcast.
Simon Says podcast number 145 is what they tell me. Welcome, everybody. We're so happy you're here with us. If you would love to subscribe, do it. Click a like. Tell your friends about it. What's the package thing? Do you want to get right into some audio? Because you had your package joke you wanted to talk about, and I have it ready whenever you are.
Yeah, so this lady decided she was going to play a prank on her husband.
Ah.
And so she told him that she got a phone call about, or got a text message that said her package had arrived.
Okay.
And she didn't want it sitting on the porch for someone to steal it. So she said, honey, will you please go by the house and check on my package?
Okay.
And the guy gets there and he pulls up. And he looks at the porch, and there are about 50 packages on the porch.
Nice. And this is what happened.
You said two packages. Two. There's got to be a friggin' 50, 100 packages out here.
There's a few things. I
know there's a few things, but there's 100 things in front of here.
There's not 100.
You said 650 yesterday, and now this today. I asked for Major League Network, and you say it's too expensive. You clearly have a spending problem.
He's not being very nice.
He's upset.
Right.
He's really mad.
You wanted the MLB package.
But yeah, if your wife says you need to go by the house, check on a package, I'm thinking that's code word. I'm going to be real nice.
No, that's not what it means.
What's in it all? What's in it all? You don't remember because you bought everything. Oh, you're such a... you get some sort of pleasure out of this? No. No. And guess what? You can take it to the recycling, and I'm getting Major League Network. It was a good one. It was a good one. I'll give it to you, but my heart was palpitating.
He's just not nice all the way around,
is
he?
He was so mad. By the end of it, he finally comes around. But even when she jumped out and is like laughing and everything, he's still so mad because he was sure she just spent like $1,000 or something.
You know what it really was? Is that he showed how mad he was, and when it was revealed to be a joke,
He felt stupid.
Yeah.
He was like, uh-oh, I showed my hand.
Totally.
I brought up the MLB thing and told her she had a spending problem.
But he did reference that she had spent $600-something the day before,
right,
which was real money. You know, maybe those empty boxes are very expensive. You know, if you're really going to play a good joke, you got to be ready to drop some coin.
Oh, you think that's what she spent, was the $600 was to set up the prank?
To get empty boxes.
Yes. Hello. Is this, if it's an empty box, how much would you charge me for 100 empty boxes that look like something that's been shipped? $650? I'll take it.
That is a bargain.
That was audio. That was the other audio. That was of her calling.
Oh, right, right. Yeah.
And really getting it. So you know what else you can buy if you got enough money? A used coffin.
Yeah. So there's a guy who owns a pawn shop, I think in Colorado, and he's got one on display that someone dragged in there. My question is, how does one have a used coffin?
That's a great question.
Because doesn't, first of all, by saying that it's used, you obviously have to assume that how it was used would be that there was a body in there.
There had been someone.
Yeah, but
so
you're
do you
just
think they just rolled it up to the edge, dumped the body out, and took the coffin?
You're assuming a lot.
Well, yeah, that's what happens.
There was an ad on one of them, Craigslist or Nextdoor or something, with a stack of used coffins in varying degrees of disrepair and dirtiness.
Maybe like a graveyard was moved or something.
You moved the stones. You didn't move the bodies.
See what happens?
I love that Charlie and I both watched Poltergeist this year for Halloween.
You're not the only ones. A friend of mine watched it and was like, this is so hilarious now.
It is
like,
great.
It was terrifying back in the day.
It was the masterpiece.
The face ripping scene was so hilariously bad.
It's like when you see a dog sitting up at a table with a hoodie on, eating macaroni with its hands. And it's obviously the person's got their hands around the dog. That's what it looked like.
No, that's better special effects.
I like the zaps of the special effects too. Like it's a neon light. It's pew, pew, pew. Anyway.
So again, I think, they're trying to say like, oh, people are getting rid of everything they can for money these days. And it's like, well, maybe that's the other thing. Maybe they went to a funeral home and like did a yoink. Or maybe do you think they have, like, people who worked in the funeral home business. Do they have, like, floor models? Like, every time market comes around, where, like, market comes, and then they have all the floor samples from Furniture Market. Like, do they have coffin floor models?
They might. And you might have bought the coffin thinking you were going to use it, and then there was a change of plans. Maybe everything got too expensive, and you decided to cremate instead.
But do you take it home?
So that counts as being used.
Maybe. I'm trying to get my friend who's a funeral director on the phone to ask him how we could get a used coffin. But of course, he's not going to answer when I need him.
No.
Ask him about the deadbolt.
Only you know that.
I know. I don't care.
Nah, he's not going to answer.
No, he's busy. He's busy separating his used coffins from his new coffins.
Yeah, I think that's interesting, too, that he's got it on display. It's like, well, there was also a story a while back where a woman was selling it on, like, Marketplace because she said that
her husband would not die.
Yeah, it stuck around for so long.
Well, see, I just didn't know you took them home to hold on to it until...
Maybe if there's a good deal, like you
happens.
Said. If there's a closeout sale, maybe you want to go ahead and pick that up.
Yes.
Put it in the garage. And, Gene Simmons, when he was selling the Kiss coffin, they had it full of ice and beers. And so that technically, after that, is a used coffin.
It would be. Mm. Yeah. What about the one that the groom arrived at his wedding?
I don't know about that.
This groom, his entrance to the wedding was in a coffin carried by the bridal party.
Neat.
That's the bridal party.
That sets the tone.
So the bridesmaids carried the dude in?
Like the bridesmaids and groomsmen.
Oh, everybody.
Everybody.
Okay.
They're carrying in a coffin.
So they carried him in. Yeah. So she was there waiting for him.
Well, you're getting bogged down. But the point is, why would you ever think it was cute to arrive at your wedding in a coffin?
Some foreshadowing right there.
Right?
Because he knew he was going to be smashing that cake in her face and she's going to kill him. So get right back in your good wedding coffin.
Slam.
Yeah, that's not a fun joke. You spend all this time and money and you got everybody there, assuming it was a traditional wedding. It might not have been.
The picture and yes, it was pretty traditional.
Maybe they're like, real dark, gothy people. Mm-mm. And this was their entree. This is how they let everybody know.
No, it wasn't like that at all. It was a sunshiny day and the girls were wearing blue.
That's why he's a vampire and they had to bring him in the coffin.
Boom.
Because it was so sunny out.
Wouldn't go up in flames.
Boom.
Or sparkle.
You ever feel like you're getting up and you're getting ready for work and you look in the mirror and you go, I can't do it. I'm far too pretty to work. You ever feel that way?
Always.
Yeah. I've had the, oh God, I look awful. I can't go to work today.
You know how it is when you're too pretty to work.
Oh yeah. I mean, it is hard.
It is.
It is hard. Because, much like, the stars of TikTok, it's like I see myself in my videos as I'm sipping my coffee in the car saying, I am obviously way too pretty to have to go to a job. It's like to get up at 6 a.m. and go to a job.
This is a lady on TikTok really saying this, that she's too pretty to work.
Yeah,
is she?
Yeah. I would say, not to go to the number system, I would say she's probably about a 7. So,
that's,
I mean,
not
she's
too
cute.
Pretty to work.
It depends on what town she's in, because, it's a sliding scale.
It is. But,
and New York 3 might be a Mebane 7.
Could be.
I like that scale. No, but I do enjoy the attitude of, clearly... someone as adorable as me should not be going to a job. And I just want to know how is she raised?
I just want to know where you get confidence like that. I mean, goodness gracious.
Wow. It all feeds itself. It's all online because she's serving her audience with her beautiful videos. They're telling her how beautiful she is. She's perhaps making money off of these beautiful videos, so she doesn't have to get up in the morning and go to a job.
Would you call that OnlyFans confidence?
Hey,
that's you know good, what I mean? Like, that, it's it. That idea that you're getting all these likes and you get all like cash from
or
gentlemen.
Say virtual confidence.
Yeah, it's neat.
It's online.
Unfortunately, that's not a confidence I'm going to ever see anytime soon. So
you're not trying.
I am, and no one wants to buy my feet pics. It's really frustrating. I had to mark them down.
My boyfriend and I had a serious conversation about that the other night about, you know, maybe we should try this. Yeah. What can it hurt?
Yeah.
I like you said we should try this.
Well, I mean, somebody's got to like dude feet, too.
That's true.
No.
I bet people like dude feet.
I think there's a market for all of that stuff. I mean, the world is big. The internet is big. There's something for everybody out there. I don't know why y'all don't do it. We knew a girl who was here. Sweet Amy, who sold foot pictures. I think she got $40 a picture.
Did she make much money? Is she still doing it?
I don't know if she's still doing it. I didn't ask her about that.
It's like
that.
A side, you know, some side cash. Think about like an actor does a movie and then years later you get residuals. It's kind of like that. You just like at some, oh, look what I found money. It's
yeah.
Selling your feet.
You got feet anyway. They're just down there on the ends of your legs doing nothing for you.
I don't know. I feel like my feet are pretty good. They're not too hairy. My toes aren't like gross.
Like I said, you're not doing it. If you do it,
yeah.
Just
stop talking about it. Yeah. Start doing it.
Here's what you do.
Yeah.
You start doing it. You do it.
Uh huh.
You keep doing it.
Do you sell those on Marketplace?
No, because someone will want to meet you at Sheetz for you to deliver them.
But see, there's no efficient way to advertise your feet pics, because if you put out a feet pic saying feet pics for sale, here's a feet pic, they've already got your feet pic. They don't need to pay for your feet pic. So maybe you like take a picture of like some really, steal a picture of some really gross bumpy feet and say, these aren't my feet. Want to see my feet? It'll cost you.
You just put a watermark over it.
What do you think?
Yeah, I like
watermark won't stop you.
Property.
Will a watermark stop you? A watermark will not stop you.
No, I know how to Photoshop that off.
See?
I mean,
why wouldn't you?
I would.
If Charlie and her boyfriend do it first, I'm going to be so sad.
I've just always assumed that's a dark web thing, and that's a place I don't go.
OnlyFans.
On OnlyFans.
But do they do the feet thing on OnlyFans too?
Yes.
God, yes.
Is that where you sell them?
I have never been on OnlyFans, but
that's
I will
where
tell
she
you.
She was doing it, wasn't it?
I don't think so. I think that it was private sales. But I've never been on OnlyFans, but I'll tell you, they have everything. There's something for everybody.
Could I put that on the Simon Facebook page and say, you know, hit me up in the DMs?
Probably not. No, I don't think that's a great idea.
Why would the company want a taste of it?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Is that part of my
65%
cut? Under my legal contract
Well, Amy got in trouble for doing hers. They told her to take them. Her boss at the time told her to take them down.
Oh, really?
Oh, wait. Here's Scott. Stand by.
He's a real funny duddy.
Hey, man, you're on speakerphone. How are you?
Fine. I was at the house wrapping up from the funeral we had prior this morning.
How would we buy a used coffin? There's a story about a dude who sold a used coffin to the pawn shop. How do you get a used coffin? Do people ever buy them and not use them?
No, not that I know of.
So I couldn't come to your showroom and pick out a coffin and buy it and take it away with me without getting in it.
You can buy it and take it with you, but we're not going to take it back.
Right.
You don't have a used section?
No.
Like a scratch and dent?
We do not carry a rental casket. But some funeral homes keep rental caskets, and a rental casket is designed with an insert on the inside, which is basically a box, a cardboard box that slides out the end once the viewing and the funeral is over. And that box is the same thing, same type of box you take a body to the crematory in.
Yeah.
And so the box just goes to the crematory. Sometimes people are embalmed, have a funeral, but not buried in the cemetery, then they're eventually cremated.
Yeah. So
we don't keep a rental casket anymore. We used it twice in 4 years.
Huh. But you could, if you really wanted to, how much is an okay casket? I don't want the top of the line. I want like a mid-range casket.
$4,000.
$4,000? So if I came in there and dropped $4,000 or $5,000, I could load that casket onto my U-Haul and take it and do whatever I want with it.
Take it anywhere you want to.
Okay. All right, Shuggy. I appreciate it, Shuggy. Tell your pretty wife you're going to be on the podcast.
Okay.
All right, Shuggy. All right. Bye.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Well, now you know. You can.
That's you can buy it one and take it with you, but the only ones that are actually used would be a rental.
Well, once you buy it and take it off the lot, it's used. Same as a car.
Used it depreciates in what way? Yeah.
Any way you want.
But they won't take it back.
I love the idea of the insert one.
The little cardboard box?
Yeah, I kind of need that.
Yeah. It's like in the olden days, you know, they would just slap together some little boards, you know?
Oh, they were always, like, every box. Wild West show you would watch, there's always some guy building coffins nonstop. Yeah.
And the coffin maker was also the furniture maker and probably ran the store and, you know, probably had a little telegraph machine in there, you know, multi-talented.
And I'm going to think back in the Wild West days, you know, people were just killing over right and left. So they would put you in that box and sit you behind the building. And when they got to it, they'd build you, you know, dig you a hole and stick you in. That's why you had to be in a box.
Yeah. See?
Yeah, I
understand now, don't you? Thanksgiving is coming, and I thought I had done a good thing because I've been scared. I succumbed to the mania when they told me that there wasn't going to be any turkeys to be had, and you better get your turkey early this year. I bit, and I bought my turkey for 99 cents a pound. I got a cute little one, though. It's only like 11 pounds.
Which is hard to find.
It is hard to find. So maybe I still win in some way in our turkey race, our annual race to see who gets the cheapest turkey first.
Right. For those who don't know, Sean and Maddie have had this battle going on for years where they each try to find the cheapest turkey before Thanksgiving, but you can't wait too long or they're all gone.
Exactly.
So usually, though, they get it down there to like, you know, 39 cents.
Yeah, I paid 99 cents a pound for my 11 pounder and you found them for what?
As of now, officially, so now for the next 5 days, Teeter is doing 29 cents a pound.
Jeez.
But you have to spend $40.
Oh, well, hold on. I didn't have to do any of that.
Well, you're going to spend $40 anyway.
Hold on. I got everything else in the freezer.
Because Food Lion is also doing...
Oh, don't tell me.
A 29 cent, I think, too. Oh, it just went away. But yeah, so
what was the one year you got them for like 19?
But that was, I think when
was
it
hit
29, we just didn't think that that was going to happen.
After all that hocus pocus.
I also, though, I don't like to call it a competition. Even though I did yell in the office earlier that I win.
Don't think about it as a competition. Even though I won and spanked your hiney verily, don't think about it as a competition.
Okay, so Food Lion is doing theirs, 29 cents a pound, limit one, but you have to buy at least $35 worth of stuff, not including the turkey.
So it's cheaper.
So it's slightly cheaper.
By $5.
But I think that we also have a network of, hey, did you see blah, blah, blah's on sale?
Yeah.
Like, we are the cutest little shopping queens.
Yeah,
that's true. It's true.
And we let each other know when the deals are out. But yeah,
absolutely.
The turkey battle is...
You guys do that a lot with, like, pork chops, big cuts of meat.
The tomahawk ribeyes and stuff.
The ribeyes were down low the other day, and you didn't tell me. I had to fall into that and find out like a regular person.
Well, they haven't been doing much lower than like $7.99.
Well, that's great. It's way better than $15 a pound.
Yeah.
I mean, that's math right there, bro. I can't tell you how the difference in price between $7.99 and
$15. I'm not in on this because I can't afford ribeyes.
You know, my wife actually taught me how to tell if something's a good deal, like the price per ounce on things. I don't know. I would just walk in and be like, this is a great bargain. She's like, actually, if you do the math, she'll whip out a calculator. Like, you know, we obviously come from different lives.
That's why my boyfriend can never understand why it takes me so long to grocery shop. And that is exactly the reason.
Because you find
there and look at two different things. I'm like, well, this one's 18 ounces and this one's 24 ounces, but this one's this many. And like, I will stand there and just stare at it till I've got it all figured out. And it's ridiculous.
Do you know, now that you say it that way, I do that. Because if it's like there's blank more ounces in this one and it's the same price or whatever, I'll do that. I didn't know I was a smart shopper.
You are.
I didn't know. We went to pick up the sushi for Goose's birthday party the other day. And the lady was behind the counter, and she freaked out when we got there. Like, you're too early. Not ready yet. I was like, it's cool, man. We'll walk around. And I wasn't planning to buy anything. I ended up buying my turkey, duck. Ducks were on sale for my Christmas, too. We always do a duck.
Okay.
Got some hot soppressata sausage, already sliced in a giant bag, more than I'll ever eat.
Nice.
Pork chops were marked down with a yellow tag. Had to get them. They were yellow tag.
As long as they're the right color.
There was some buy one, get one bacon. How you gonna leave that?
Oh, yeah.
There were other things too.
Now, when you see a buy one, get one, see, what sometimes gets me is sometimes if you can just buy one, you get the half price deal.
Oh, yeah.
But sometimes I saw there, I think I got fooled by a pork chop or a pork tenderloin the other day. But it was only on, I think you only got the price on two.
Because I think they always give you the half of it.
That's,
you know?
Yeah.
They should. But, oh, this was funny because we got more sushi this year because as the kids are growing up, we have the same crowd every year and they know that it's going to be sushi and pizza. And for years and years, a lot of them wouldn't touch the sushi.
Right.
You know, because that's raw fish. Now they all want sushi.
Yeah, they're getting older, so they'll try it or they've already started expanding.
Mm-hmm. So I ordered almost twice as much sushi, and it was fairly expensive, way less than you would pay at a restaurant, because this lady's the best. The one at Harris Teeter over at College Road.
Yeah. Oh, gotcha.
Her name's Tina. She's a sweet lady. She's always saying she can't retire because she loves her people too much. Aww. She loves my daughter too much. She can't retire. All right. Got the big stack of sushi. It's expensive. And then I got my turkey and my duck and this and this and this. And when I take it up to the register, you know, they take it and ring your stuff up for you at Teeter, which I love. You don't have to put stuff on the belt. They do it for you. The girl goes, oh, my God, this is so much. That was just the sushi. I go, well, it's a lot of sushi. We only do it once a year. Whoa, did you see how much that was? I was like, it's okay. And then she starts bringing up the other stuff. She's going, oh, oh, wow. Oh, I mean, really.
Making you feel really bad for how much you're spending.
I was thinking, you know, maybe you ought to keep some of that to yourself.
Yeah.
Look at this rich coming in here buying all this raw fish.
And then my Vic card kicked in and took like $70 off of the whole thing.
Good.
And I got my fuel points, which I've figured out how to use my fuel points after 17 years living here, having access to them. I finally figured out how to use them. I've used them twice now.
I'm so proud of you.
Big boy.
Isn't that big?
Did the commercial help you? They have this sweet commercial about Feel Like Bill.
No. Is he the one that's doing the math while they say it?
I can't
stand that. Okay, let's do some phone calls. 336-373-0987 is our number. We would love to include you on any podcast, so call that line anytime. It's the direct line to our big behind. Let's see what we have here.
Hey, Simon.
Get out of my head! Get out of my head! Get out of my head! Get out of my head!
You know, people say we read their minds, that we know exactly what to play.
I'm a little scared.
Was that from a movie or something?
If it was, I don't know that movie.
Yeah, I don't either.
Sounds like a good
one. Cool impression, brah.
I'll catch the last 40 minutes of that movie. Ooh, I saw the last 40 minutes of Boiler Room this week. Remember Boiler Room with Giovanni Ribisi and Ben Affleck and them?
I told you that you should watch the last 30 minutes of the
Don't Worry, Darling.
Yeah.
I will.
Okay, well, I'm just saying, you might as well.
It pisses me off when I'm flipping through and there's more than an hour left. I'm like, oh, God, okay, well, what's only got 30 minutes?
I'm not there yet.
Yeah, I can't waste that much time on this. And then definitely the ones that have been down to the last 30, 40 minutes, ones that I already saw the last 40 minutes
of. Oh, spoiled, because you already know the ending.
Oh, gee whiz. Speaking of knowing the ending, they have canceled Westworld.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which is interesting because they said that they paid the actors for season 5, but they're not going to do it.
They said the budget was too high, just like Rent and Charlie Sheen. But that the budget was too high and the ratings had been declining over the last two seasons.
Mm-hmm. They weren't getting the return on their investment.
It's such a brilliant show. However, the way that they wrapped up the last season is a fine ending, you know?
I mean, in theory, yes. It was. It could be taken as an ending.
I saw it as one.
But they still want to do a season, like the showrunner still wants to do a season 5. So, I mean, what I think, what's been happening more and more now is with so many other options, with like Netflix and Amazon Prime, there is a chance that it could go somewhere else.
It won't be the same.
I think it would be.
They'll stink it up.
I doubt it.
It'd be like all cardboard.
It'd be the same people.
It's like just wearing a robot.
I mean, they've already been paid.
Robot suit made out of a box, you know, painted silver box. It'd be so cheap and crappy. Don't do it. Just leave it.
Hey, Simon. Good morning, Sean and Maddie and Charlie. I'm one of your longtime, well, I've been listening to you a long time since going to your concert since you're 98.7 The Zone. I'm the weirdo who has the posters from the day it rained at that concert and y'all gave them to people so we wouldn't drown.
You remember?
Y'all are my best friends. You're first on my speed dial.
Oh.
Since last year. You played Merry Christmas from the Family for me on Christmas Day with my voice clip last year when my ex came in to get packages. And I cleared my tables and danced on top of them. And let's just say it's been a long, strange trip this past year. But I've been trying to apply for that job to work with Maddie.
Hey, how about that?
Oh,
Maddie's on a commercial looking for people to become sales reps. She wants to apply to work with Maddie. It's working, man. If people are calling up unaided and mentioning that.
I have a journalism degree from Chapel Hill.
Wow.
I worked as a journalist for the Courier Tribune in 1989-90. Had children, worked for the Ramsar Bulletin, a weekly, did darkroom photojournalism, worked for three papers, developed all the pictures in a dark room in trays. Did cut and pasting the paper up, part-time with my ex-husband. Took time off to raise my kids and homeschool them.
I think that's where I stopped it because she really did her whole resume.
Yeah, so we are not the people who decide who gets hired.
I wish we were.
Just so you know.
I wish we were. That would be fun.
Yeah.
She really is into it.
She is.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it sounds like she's very talented. And I'm just still impressed that your commercial is cutting through and people are reacting to it.
Dude, everybody wants to work with Maddie.
I still feel like I should have put a disclaimer in there about the hanging out part.
No.
I think I made it to seem like I'm really going to hang out a lot.
Maddie's not really that friendly.
He said he was going to do it. Like, hey, he's in there with his back to you with his headphones on. You can go stand in the doorway, but he won't know you're there. Go ahead.
No, you always tell everybody you got to flash the lights.
Or I'll call you. When I hear people going, Maddie, and I'll dial his phone. Like, hey, somebody behind you.
I just walk in there and I go, hey, and wave my hands around so he'll see me out of the corner of his eye.
My parrot.
Hey, Simon, this is Brad. What's up with y'all's music lately? because it sure is hitting on another level and making a lot of sense. Request, keep playing what you're playing, because it's right on.
All right, Brad.
Dang, man.
We appreciate that, man. We don't hear stuff like that much. But I am concerned that he said it's all making sense.
But that's when you know it's working.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not supposed to, though.
I thought it was the burning that let you know it was working.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Yeah.
Is it burning, Brad?
Brad, call back. call back soon.
Hey, Simon, I was just listening to the conversation about the Rent My Handsy husband. Company way back in the day in Burlington called Rent a Hubby, and he used to do all kinds of odds and ends, and he started his own business. His wife had nothing to do with it at the time. But anyway, maybe you guys can play Meatloaf's I Would Do Anything for Love, But I Won't Do That, in honor of the handsy husband concept. Thanks. Hope you guys have a great day. You guys are fantastic.
Well, thank you, sir. Yeah, lady rents out her husband for odd jobs, and it doesn't sound like he has any choice.
No, and the name of the company is Rent My Handy Husband.
Mm-hmm.
But it could go wrong.
Yeah, you said it could be handsy, but handy is bad enough.
Yeah, I think it's interesting, too, that it did make it sound like he may have had a job previously, and she realized that why. I'm thinking is this a pimp type situation? Do you think?
Sounds like it.
Do you think she controls the money?
Yeah, of course she does.
This is why you men never act like you know how to fix anything around the house, because when you do and you do it too well, then your wife's going to pimp you out.
See, that's why I do only everything 75%.
But it still sounds like there's room for this to be hanky-panky. It sounds a little bit...
Oh, absolutely.
It's a little bit naughty, you know?
It could... I mean...
Maybe that's his way of making it...
Isn't that how every one of those films that you two watch starts out?
That you two watch. Not... No.
Did you order plumbing pizza?
Because if that's the way it started, as you know, I would only see the last few minutes of it.
So you just don't know.
I never know.
You don't know how it started.
No.
You have no idea why that gentleman was at that lady's house, but no, I mean, maybe he's making his side money
handy
on the job.
Yeah.
And she just doesn't know that. She's like, wow, he's getting a lot of work rebuilding
things. Wow, you're
things.
So busy, John.
Yeah, you started it, but hey, thanks, honey.
Thanks, honey. I gotta go take a shower.
Darn, Lisa has a lot of things that need to be fixed at her house.
Hey, Simon, I've listened to your station for years. However, you guys play the same songs over and over and over and over to the point to where I just don't want to listen. Are you guys on a loop? Do you play the same songs on a recording every day or what? I mean, it's the same songs.
Busted.
Again and again and again. See if you can get a little bit of...
Hello?
Variants, difference, update the playlist, whatever. Thanks.
Wow, that's funny.
Update your loop, please.
If he had any idea the hours I spend on that stuff. But, you know, it's just perception. He might hate a certain song.
Yeah.
But, you know, I love it when they call and I could talk to him, because I say, okay, what song do we play every day? For instance, Free Fallin' by Tom Petty. And then I'll pull up the history. I'll say, well, it played Sunday in the morning. It played Wednesday in the afternoon. And then it played Friday late at night, and that's it. Oh, that's neat. Thank you.
Well, that's 100% it, though, is that there's certain songs when you just hear them, they're you know, whether you like them or not, but they stick in your head. It's like my buddy always calls me whenever we play any Tracy Chapman, because they listen all the time at his store. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you are so dialed in on that song that when you hear it, you're like, oh my God, here
they
it is again.
They just played this an hour ago.
Yeah. I used to bowl with this guy and he would tell me, gosh, you guys like Prince. Wow, you really play Prince a lot. And like, he was so sure that we played Prince all the time because he doesn't especially like Prince.
I don't know
what's wrong with him.
That's what it is.
But it would stick out to him when he'd hear a Prince song.
Yeah. And that's the thing. And if you compare what we do to like a top 40 station or a current music station or the All Christmas station, for God's sake.
Not even close.
They play the same songs literally all day and then the next day and repeat.
Well,
so.
I mean, I used to love, because I used to work here when it wasn't here, when it was here. I was from 6 p.m. to midnight, so 6 hours straight. And there would be certain songs we would play three times in a night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it would be like, and you think you're sick of it.
Right.
Yeah, most of those stations.
Sarah McLachlan in the arms of an angel. It's like triggering to me.
Like new music stations, or some of them are on like a 45-minute turnaround. Mm-hmm. So you are hearing it all the time.
Hey, Simon.
Hey.
How come Santa Claus has such a big sack?
Why?
Because he only comes once a year. Christmas music. Santa. Santa.
Huh. I don't like that.
Is he okay?
I don't like that joke.
I like the ending more than I like the joke.
See, it makes me think that he wants us to save him from Christmas music, like he's being attacked by Christmas music.
That's what I think.
I think maybe that's where he's coming from, but I don't. I don't like that joke.
Hey, Simon.
I can hear the bells. Now they start to ring. The time has come. We are the wonderful. Just start to sing. I can hear the bells. Now they start to ring. The time has come. We are the wonderful. Just start to sing.
Really, it's more like a screech. You ever heard an angel cry? Even the disciple falling rampant from the bleeding sky. Hope I don't get impaled on the next bus to hell. But wait, all these roadblocks, don't think.
Wow. That's awesome. Is that a real song? I don't know that song.
I think he made it up.
I don't think he made that up. But I tell you what, I heard that message the first time the other day, and his little, I can hear that. He's been in my head nonstop. That's got to be
so
a real
cute.
Song. It's got to be a
was
song.
Was that not the same guy?
It was. But he sang, and then he rapped. He did his own accompaniment.
The guy who was the Christmas joke guy.
No.
Oh, they sounded the same.
They did sound the same.
No, definitely wasn't the same.
Either way, that was a beautiful song. Thank you, sir.
I got to find out what it is. I'm telling you, it's a real song.
I can hear the bells.
And I'll never get it out of my head now. Huh. Oh, jeez.
Hey, Simon. Why is Santa Claus so jolly all the time?
Why?
Because he knows where all the bad girls live. Where's the Christmas music? Play something Christmas. How about some Jingle Bell Rock?
So he wasn't trying to escape the Christmas music. He wants us to play the Christmas
music.
Guy. The same guy. Same
anyway,
guy. Christmas jokes.
At least that one was a tiny bit cleaner.
So if you ever want to be part of the fun, you ever want to call the Simon Says podcast, we'd love it. 336-373-0987 is the number. And do you know that we're almost out of time after those fantastic phone calls?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
We didn't get to talk about the TSA finding a loaded gun inside a raw chicken.
Yeah, it's not like you didn't even want to. Why didn't we even talk about how great that was? And it's another one where I have a lot of questions.
It's so slap full of salmonella.
Yeah, but
it was stuffed inside a whole chicken.
Why are you traveling with a chicken?
Why
did you think it would be okay to put a gun in the chicken?
But it's not even like, okay, if you're going to hide a gun in something, first of all, terrible idea. They're going to find it in the x-ray.
Right.
Second of all, raw chicken?
Yeah, why are you traveling with raw chicken?
Like, who does that? I've heard of people bringing like a cooked Thanksgiving bird like to go to Thanksgiving or something like that. But who's traveling? Like, it looked like it was just kind of there.
You're asking for the wrong kind of attention if you show up at security with a raw chicken.
Isn't that kind of a red flag? Like, this person's crazy.
You don't have to x-ray this. Clearly, it's just a chicken. Here, will you hand that to that lady over there? I'll get it on the other side.
Sir.
Thanks, guys.
I mean, it's not exactly easy to travel by airplane anywhere quick. So it's like, where is he going with an unrefrigerated raw chicken?
Was it in a cooler? Was it just a loose raw chicken he was carrying? He had it on a little leash and had little shoes on it.
Could you check that and it would be fine? I mean, yeah. Was it taxidermied? And I hope he didn't stuff it inside a live chicken.
No, I saw the picture. It was a raw chicken.
It was a straight up like a Kenny Roaster, you know, Kenny Rogers roaster.
Don't bring up Kenny Rogers roasters unless you can bring me some of that.
We're so disappointed.
I do not want to hear that out of your mouth unless I can have it.
Sorry.
Oh, it was so good.
And we didn't get to casserole talking about casseroles either.
What do you mean? Well, you mean the Stouffer's Bloody Mary mix?
We've got some things to say for next week.
No, Charlie had casserole talk, talking about casseroles, favorite casseroles.
Oh, yeah, each state's favorite casserole. Love casseroles. We can save it till next week.
If you're loving a casserole, these are the casseroles you're most likely to love when you love casseroles.
All about casserole.
Casserole talk.
No one in my house wants to eat tuna noodle casserole, and I love it.
Oh, no,
you can
gross.
Make it for us. I love tuna noodle casserole.
I know,
and
so
nobody
best.
In my house
it's
would
so
eat
so
it.
It's so easy.
Here's what I want you to do. I want you to make your best version of your tuna noodle casserole.
Uh-huh.
I want you to spend a lot of time in the kitchen. And I want you to plate up a nice big serving of that for me and then put that in the trash.
Got it.
Because I ain't eating that.
Because that's what you eat out of is the trash?
Right.
Zing!
Hey, no joke. If you want to make that, bring it to work. I'll eat it.
Gross.
I love that stuff.
Yeah, great. Both of you with tuna breath. I can't wait.
I ate salmon yesterday. No one said anything.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, call us 336-373-0987. We got the crazy Bet You Won't Play It Thanksgiving weekend coming before too long, which will be 4 days of requests. And I think this might be the year we say goodbye to Alice's Restaurant.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Is it time?
Oh, my goodness.
I think so.
The five old people who still listen are going to say no.
How dare you? All right. Final thought, Charlie.
You know, after all of these years and all this time that I've put into this job, I've finally realized I'm too pretty to work. Bye.
Get them feet pics out. How about you?
I got to go look for used coffins.
Scott can hook you up. He just won't take it back.
That's
nope.
fine.
I mean, won't rent it to you either,
or
so don't
I
wanna, ask.
Actually, I, next time you talk to him, see if I can just buy the cardboard box.
It's a start. Okay, next time.
Bye. Get up.
This is a Get Up Show. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.